Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is Zainab, and today we're going to discuss something very important with Professor Naqavi. Professor Naqavi is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Dear listeners, in this program, we try to answer your questions and issues that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified progeny. Well, Professor Naqavi, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Well, Professor, we have a question here from Holland, and let's listen to this.
Assalamu alaikum. Hi, I'm Maryam, and I was wondering what Islam thinks of parents deciding their child's worth simply based off of their grades and how well they do in school.
So, Professor, there's a girl from Holland, and her name is Maryam. She's asking that parents usually judge their children on grades, and she wants to know the take of Islam on that.
When we're talking about school grades, normally it's the progress and the results of their studies and the subjects that they study. So certainly it is important that they have good results in what they're studying. But the question is what they're studying enough to develop a personality and a character which is necessary for a Muslim being, a Muslim person? He has to develop a character based on Islam, a personality which is based on Islamic teachings and Islamic principles. Are those studies going to create that personality? Of course, they will have an effect on that personality. They will the studies a person does, whether it's in the school or in the college or in the university, it will impact the personality of the person. But that is not the holistic thing that we're looking for. Yes, if we have a school or a teaching institution where all these aspects are taken into consideration.
All right.
All the aspects of human behavior are evaluated and assessed, and grades are given based on that, then of course such an institution's grades could qualify for being acceptable and for being enough. But normally that's not the situation. Normally whatever is taught at schools is just the books that are taught.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge is given. Knowledge is one part of our personality, of our character. Much more than are the skills that we learn, or the feelings, the attitude which has to be developed for life, for a pure life, for a living which is pure in Islam's view. So that requires much more. So just sufficing
on the grades.
On grades is certainly not what Islam would like.
Mm-hmm.
And parents should look beyond that also. And yes, professional development or formal education is required for at least making a living. And that is what it is for normally. Schooling is for schooling. We send people, our children, to schools, colleges, universities. So at the end of the day, they become good professionals and they can earn a living and become bread winners or bread earners. That's the whole purpose about that. So the major concern of the parents is that our child should make good grades, should have good grades to become a good professional, to have a good occupation in the future, make money, have a good life and all that.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's based on the greed of the parents themselves. Look, if my child becomes a good professional, he will make a good living, he will earn, and he will also take care of us when we are old. So these are concerns which can be justified. They are acceptable. That is not bad, but that is not enough. So grades, yes, are important, but are not enough.
All right. Well, we'll discuss more on upbringing after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainabed, Professor Naghavi, and we just answered a question. There was a girl from Holland, Mariam, who says that when parents judge their children only on the basis of grades, what does Islam say about that? Professor, you said that grades are important, though, but only grades are not important. There are the factors that have to be taken care of. Well, there's one more question we have. Assalamu alaikum, my son is 3, and if he does something wrong, for example, if he throws water on the floor, etc., and when he's asked, why did you do this? He says, I did not do it, you did it. I was wondering, will he accept his mistakes as he grows up?
Yes, of course, if you're not going to scold him for that, and of course a 3-year-old child cannot be scolded for anything he does, even if it seems to be wrong to us.
Well, we can say that the mother has actually messaged at the very right time, because she wants to rectify this problem. She doesn't want her child to not to be accepting mistakes in future. So she's concerned as he's as young as 3.
So our major thrust is upon this, that we should allow the children to make as many mistakes they can in this at this time of life, where there's no one, they're not responsible.
All right.
They should learn. They should learn not to make mistakes. But if they make a mistake and we start scolding them and questioning them about that, that should not be refrained from. We should try to deflect, we should try to intervene before they make that situation. They come to a situation, for example, why did he throw the water on the ground? Why the water was not kept away from him? Why wasn't it kept at a distance from him?
So you can actually yourself save him doing from any wrong things.
If there's something which is really dangerous for him, or something which is bad, he starts throwing not only the water, he throws down the glass, and the glass breaks.
Now it's dangerous.
It becomes dangerous. So the mother should try to deflect that. It should be before that it should be the precaution should be taken. The cure, it can't be cured. It should be a precaution taken in all situations which could lead to difficult results. Dangerous situations, they should be avoided. And then if the problem has come up and there has been a mistake committed by the child, of course, he's not to be scolded for that. He's not to be, even abused for that, even spanked for that. He's made the mistake. Just make him realize that it is a mistake by your expressions, by your facial expressions.
Show your show your, you know, kind of, if you're not happy with it, show that through your gestures, but right, not through scolding.
But well, not, and even not to make him, you know, accept his mistake. Just say, oh, you, that was not a good thing to do, was it? That's all, that's
ask
enough.
Ask him the question. Well, we'll discuss more after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Professor Naqvi, and this is IRIB English Radio. Well, Professor, we are talking about a mother who was concerned. Her son was as young as 3 years old, and she was concerned if he accepts the mistakes when he grows up, because as of now, if he's doing something like throwing water on the floor, now he's saying, I did not do this. It's someone else, or you did it. So she was concerned. So you are actually trying to say that, first you said that the precautions should be taken care of. Second, you said that what I actually took out of your discussion was that maybe you have shown a behavior before wherein he thinks if he accepts his mistake, and then his it's his time is like gone. He's gone now.
He feels that when we're scolding him, when we're telling him off, when we're trying to make him accept his mistake, or when we're scolding him for that, we're actually making him feel guilty about it. So he feels offended by that. So because even a small child has a certain sense of dignity, and he or she does not want to lose that sense of dignity. So if you start making him accept that mistake, he will, you know, start becoming defensive. So that would lead to a situation where he would then start to blame other people for that.
Yeah.
And he or she would try to deflect. The child will try to deflect the responsibility from himself or herself and blame it others too. So basically, we need to just make them realize that it wasn't a good thing to do. And you don't need to, you know, put them in the courtroom and say, why did you do it? Now you should be punished for it. No, that should not be the case, especially for children of a very tender age.
All right. So a child of a tender age, as per you, should be treated with utmost care, with utmost love, so that he does not actually go and pick up those things which are dangerous. Actually, the first thing that you said, that the dangerous things should not be kept around. Now, if throwing water on the floor actually annoys you, it could annoy you more that if the same water lets him slip on the ground and maybe he hurts his body or head or something like that. So the things that annoying you, you can yourself actually ignore them, keep them aside.
Exactly. Not throwing water or spilling water is not a big issue. Mostly mothers are very much put off by the fact that the child urinates on the carpet, and he needs to puts you off, because it's become unclean. It's najis now. You have to wash it.
Yeah.
So, number one, nowadays we have these nappies to keep the child always covered, and he or she does not, you know, make the places where he or she sits doesn't make them najis and unclean. That is one way of taking care of it. But there should be a place, a room where your child is free
to. And if you actually get annoyed with it, you can actually train the child yourself in different ways, because there are different ways on the internet. You can search out there. What are the different ways? It's actually a matter of a days or hours that you can teach. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us and sharing such beautiful thoughts. Thank you so much, dear listeners. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no